Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. All right, here we go. The Chiefs traveling to Dallas to take on Brian Jones. Cowboys.
Last week.
Yeah. I apologize. Boomer 1-2.
Yeah.
10-16-2 on the year,
yep,
which is not great. Brian 2-1-1.
Cool.
13-13-2.
Yeah.
On the season.
Much better here than I am with you over on our show.
That's right, because I intimidate you.
Used to be our show. Are you changing picks from show to show now?
Well, I don't know what games you're going to pick. We pick our own
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're just like Phil Simms. He picks certain teams on Tuesday and then changes them on Sunday.
No, I don't change.
Okay.
I stick with my pick.
Didn't you do the same thing with the Panthers and the Bucks last week?
I'll call him out, G.
Well, I don't know.
And then he gets another one on the Westwood show.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, exactly.
And that's what Neuheisel does. We'll pick inside college football on Tuesdays. He'll have one pick. Saturday we pick on college football.
And then
totally different pick.
Like, dude, I can tell you right now, on Tuesday on Inside the NFL, we both picked Houston to beat Indianapolis.
Okay.
But now all of a sudden after that, we find out that
Deshaun Watson's hurt.
We got to change it.
No, you don't. Stick with it. You ride with the Texans, man.
No.
You
have to. It's Tom Savage's world. Right, we're living in it. Chiefs travel to the Cowboys. It's a pick 'em, Brian. So you just got to pick a winner in this one. Who you got?
Oh, man. How about the Cowboys?
Okay.
Yeah. I think they'll still be able to run the rock. Even before Ezekiel Elliott got there, they were a top 10 running team. Even after DeMarco Murray went to the Eagles, top 10 running team. Alfred Morris, Darren McFadden, these guys are pros. They've been in the league a long, long time. Behind that offensive line, I think they'll be great. Here's the problem, though. I don't want the onus being on Dak Prescott's arm. You know, he has to throw 30, 40 times. That's not good for the Cowboys.
I'm just telling you right now, this is Andy Reid. He knows how to beat the Cowboys. Come on. He drove the Cowboys crazy when he was at Philadelphia, did he not?
Of course.
And he does have a high-flying football team, and I'm talking about offense. And offense against that secondary of the Cowboys.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This should be a high-scoring game. I'm going to take the Chiefs on the road at the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs, too. And because Kareem Hunt has slowed down a little bit, the first game he didn't have 100 yards from scrimmage last week,
mm-hmm,
he's going to go off this week. I'm calling three touchdowns.
You must be crazy.
200 yards from scrimmage.
David Irvin, Sean Lee.
A disrespectful touchdown celebration in Dallas. They're going to go to that star and stomp on it.
Yes. Better not.
The Ravens and the Titans, one I'm not very excited about. Ravens +3. Traveling to Tennessee.
I'm taking Tennessee. They're coming off a bye week. I think they've gotten healthier, and Marcus Mariota is going to be able to run. He'll be able to escape pressure, unlike Matt Moore when they took on the Baltimore Ravens about a week ago on that Thursday night ball game. So I like Tennessee in this ball game.
I like Tennessee, too, and the reason I say that is because the Ravens are different on the road. You know, you play them in prime time at home at night. All of a sudden, that Raven defense comes out.
And they're different when you knock out their quarterback, too.
Exactly. Yeah. But I will also say that their offense is still not great. It's like the 29th ranked offense in the NFL on the road. Low scoring game, defensive oriented. I'll take the Titans by 4.
Yeah, and this game has potential to be really disgusting with both these offenses. When these offenses are bad, they're some of the worst to watch in football. But even without Delanie Walker, I believe in this Titans offense more than a Ravens offense. And they're home. It's 3. They'll win by 5. They'll be fine.
Hey, throw it to Eric Decker. Come on now.
Yeah, that's right. Or the wife is going to be pissed.
Yes.
All right. Lions-Packers. Big NFC North matchup. The Packers +2.5 at home. Of course, no Aaron Rodgers. What do you think, Brian?
Lions-Packers. The Lions won there. Was it last year they won there for the first time in like a 20 decades? I like the Lions. The Lions have been reeling somewhat. They've been close, these losses, but I think they go on the road and they get another win. And as much as I know Brett Hundley would be okay, he's not okay. And that defense has not been able to carry today for the Green Bay Packers. I'm going with the Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lions for the simple reason that this is their season on the line. And they're catching the Green Bay Packers at the right time.
Right.
And they haven't won since, I think, Caldwell got his new contract. And they played much better last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
They just couldn't score. They couldn't get in the red zone. The Green Bay defense is not the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Therefore, I will take the Lions on Monday night. I'll be there at Lambeau, by the way.
Oh, will you?
Yes.
Nice. And I think what you're going to see at Lambeau is Brett Hundley's coming out party. Oh. I think that he turns it on. I think he's great this week. I think the Lions are in a free fall. And I think that with Hundley, this is going to be a springboard for him to go out and try to get that NFC North title away from the Minnesota Vikings.
It's a springboard game.
Yeah. It's a springboard game. He's forging his own path.
They're going to bound him right back over there on the bench.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, give me the Packers and Brett Hundley. You'll be talking to me on Monday saying I'm a genius. All right, Raiders at Dolphins. The Dolphins +3, two disappointing teams. This is, could be another puke fest. What do you got there?
Adam Gase is calling out everyone. Man, we can't do this. We can't do that. We're going to trade our running back. He doesn't know the playbook. He doesn't know how to hit the right hole. He's trying to hit home runs. Whew! And we have no quarterback. I think I have to take the Raiders on the road. As poorly as they have played, and they've been inconsistent all season long, I'm surprised my man Ken Norton Jr. still hadn't fixed his defense. Come on, Kenny Jr., what are you doing, man? But I'm taking the Raiders on the road.
You know, I think I'm going to take the Dolphins for the simple reason that I always hated playing a team that was embarrassed the week before on national television.
Yep.
And that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins were. They were embarrassed. Yep. They were beaten up. And I'm not so sure that this Raider defense is all that good, man.
They added
Navarro Bowman. I'm just not sold on them. And I think this is a bounce back game for the Dolphins. You know, Dolphins are 4-3, by the way.
Yeah, it's shocking.
It's amazing that they have a winning record. And Jay Cutler will be back under center. I'm not picking them because of that. I'm just picking them because I think Adam Gase has sent a message, and the message was loud and clear.
For my dream jet scenario for them to sneak up and get that second wild card, some of these other teams need to fall back. The Dolphins aren't any good. It's just about time they start to fall off. They're going to win lose a couple in a row here. I think that trading Jay Ajayi was asinine, in my opinion, especially for a fourth-round pick. The Raiders actually have a little bit of soul. They got a little bit of heart in that team, which I don't think the Dolphins actually possess. Give me the Raiders, -3, on the road. Derek Carr back to looking like an MVP candidate.
Did I hear him say he's dreaming of the Jets now?
Yeah.
Make
the playoffs.
I also heard him say that the Dolphins or the Raiders have soul or something.
They do, man. They got heart. They got heart and soul.
Is that element?
Yeah. they got that element there, man.
Just a little bit.
Okay, Dreamweaver.
Yeah, man. Rams at the Giants.
Uh-huh.
The Giants coming off a bye. Guys don't show up after the bye. There's suspensions and all sorts of crap.
Guys, one guy.
Well, no, there were multiple. Eli Apple didn't show up either.
Yeah, but they called and said that we got jammed up.
Yeah, travel issues my ass.
No, you can't get jammed up in travel. You're there on time. There's no excuses.
Right, exactly.
Zero.
Multiple
jammed up
guys
in traffic. What?
Not showing
Fly
up.
Fly the plane yourself.
Take
an Uber. Who's the guy that took the Uber from Chicago to Buffalo?
That's right. I forget his name.
Get
but
there.
He did it, and he made it happen. Rams.
He needs to get his grill fixed, too.
Rams -3.5 at MetLife Stadium.
Now, the last time the Giants suspended a DB, was it Cromartie? They went on the road and won.
In Denver.
And now Janoris Jenkins is out, and you got guys showing up late. This team is in disarray. I'm going with the Rams. They're heading one direction. The Giants are heading another direction.
Yeah, you were heading in all different directions.
I'm going with the Rams. I like this young football team.
Yeah, I'm going with the Rams too, simply because they legitimately have an offense, unlike Denver. And I do think that Aaron Donald and that defensive line of the Rams is going to give this offensive line of the Giants a
Brockers.
It's
Donald.
Going to be a tough game. This is going to be tough for the Giants.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough. And I think it's got blowout potential.
Yep.
I think that this could be a 44-16 type of game, get really ugly. And I think you might even see Davis Webb in the football game in the fourth quarter. Give me the Rams. Give me Webb's debut. Give me Ben McAdoo on the hot seat Monday. Give me all of it because the Giants are going down in a big way.
Oh, you're getting greedy with it.
Uh-huh.
Give it all to them.
All right. There it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.